John.
Okay.
Am I okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Call the work session for the Lapine City Council to order for Wednesday, October 23rd, 6 p.m. to order. And we'll start with a roll call.
Kathy Egan, here.
Rick Jones, here.
Karen Ward, here.
Stu Martinez, president. And for the record, the mayor is absent with prior notification. Yeah, he's on vacation having fun. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. And if Don Greiner, would you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and Councilor Egan has a city logo information for us.
Me? I thought you were doing all this. Hmm.
You were on the committee with her. Just you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go sit on the end of the table? You can.
Or there's an empty seat right there. Okay. The cookies there.
Okay. These are the final two we came.
I'll bring the easel down.
Okay. I just looked at that and I got to like struggle with it all the way down.
You want me to hold it up?
No, we'll.
He's going to bring.
Oh.
And then we'll leave it on there for.
I think you look good holding it up.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you can't see anybody behind it.
Okay, this is what we ended up with. We have number one, which is a local artist who did a watercolor at Bull Bend in Deschutes. You can see the colors in the black and whites. When you look through your pamphlets, what you need to realize is the colors aren't true. This was printed off of the actual machine, and we can't get the same colors to come through the other printers. So when you're really, you know, fine-tuning it and wanting to look at it, look at these, not what you have. That gives you an idea. We needed to have the color and the black and white, and because we hadn't worked with watercolor before, we tried to throw in, you know, different backgrounds, thinking of shirts or hats or just anything to get a better idea of it. Also on business cards, you'll be able to see those a little better. Number two was the pine needles. This is more standard. And this started out with just pine needles, and then we had the sun and the eagle or hawk up here. And again, we have this in black and white and the color. I folded these. These are on letterhead. But all you really need to see is the top. So what we're going to do is you kind of have some samples. We'll leave it up on here for probably, forget what day Rick said, for a couple weeks so people can just kind of look at it and see it. The vote will come down to the council itself making the decision. We didn't want to get into, it's difficult to make a decision. The more people you get, the harder it becomes. And, you know, as we look at this, We can always tweak something a little bit. This one's a little harder. We've checked on Lapine Signs. We've checked on Jaybird Inc. So far we've gotten everything clear for, of course this one would, but just in case that one would be used. As far as putting signs on the vehicles, embroidery on shirts, there's no problem with either of these. I was hoping to bring a sample, but that might have ended up costing too much to try to get a sample, so we couldn't do that. But that's where we are. And
so are we going to change the sign that's in that little tiny park?
You know, I don't know that.
Well, that is actually not the city logo. That is a logo that was created, Kitty, by...
I don't know who actually created the logo.
Yeah, but the artwork, or, you know, the actual work on that was all donated.
Mm-hmm.
And the city kind of wrapped their arms around it. But the city has never had an official city logo.
Yeah.
We've used that, and it's been understood, and it's taken for granted that that's the city logo, but...
That's on private property too, isn't it?
It's on private property. Actually, the county owns that triangle. They offered to give it to the city once, and at that time the city was new, and it was recommended by our attorney not to do that at the time. That's been a discussion, you know, maybe now's the time to adopt that park. We don't know. But, you know, this committee was formed several years ago, and you know, that was before I think Kathy was even on the council. I was the person on that, and we went up and down and around a few things, and then it went stagnant for a while until Kathy came on board, and then she took it and went with it, and we met with a couple different artists, and you know, the one kind of got, I don't know, she just kind of lost interest in it, and so we went with another artist, like you said, locally, and this is what she came up with. And this is all discussion tonight. There's no decision being made tonight. So, you know, I think Kathy made these up for us to take home. And
yeah.
What I did at my office was I plastered it on the wall so I could sit there and look at it. And then, you know, as I walk in the door, look at it, you know, so. And I'm not going to say which one I prefer because I'm going to let other people, you know, each person has their own thoughts.
Yeah, and the logo would be round. And that was another reason that she did this, because most city logos are within some kind of, what do I want to say, medallion type situation. So that's why she did this. And unfortunately, this is like, what is it, a teal gray green or something, but I know yours come out like gray. So that's why I say kind of look at these. And I know the sun doesn't come up on them. So, but it would be just this, where you're not looking, don't look at it as the whole white would be centered behind it. We have to, when we get down there to decide on colors, we may need to put a background on some of these. For instance, a white background, for if it went on to a blue shirt, some of that blue would bleed through, or green or gray, so it can alter that. All this stuff I didn't really understand. So it's been an education. It's been fun. And hopefully, I haven't talked to Stu, but it would be nice if we got, when we get down to voting this, or after we change or whatever, we could...
We should put up our current logo.
See, now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do. Yeah, that is the current logo. You need to have that as a... It should be one of the...
Well, that, we know where that will go. What was I going to say? Oh, it would be nice maybe to just take a sheet of paper or something and vote for one or two or whatever and just see what happens or raise the hands. But this will be up and so people can look at it and kind of let it sink in. But I'm excited for a couple of reasons. I like the fact that we have a local artist there. I also like the fact that it'll fit. It'll do everything on the side of the cars or on the embroidery, tapestry, whatever. Even if it went into t-shirts, he did a sample on that. And of course, with this one being more standard, there's not an issue with that in the first place. It's more defined, just a pine tree, so. Anyway, that's where we are.
Okay. And, this isn't a voting meeting, so there won't be any voting. For me, I put it up at my wall at my office, and it's still up there, and I'm still thinking.
This is a chance for all of you to comment. That's why it's on the agenda.
I have no comment.
Huh?
I don't have any comment.
Okay. Are you upset that we're talking about it?
Yeah, I am. I am. I really am.
You should bring that up.
Well, yeah. Let's bring it out. Why didn't we do this with a full council? We've been waiting for this for how long? And it couldn't wait another 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
You know, I guess I'll take blame for putting it on the agenda. Mm-hmm. I got a message from her back the first of the month. I mean, it's like the second or the third. She just said we're ready to have it talked about, wanted it on. She'd suggested a date that wouldn't work. And I said, how about our work session in a few weeks? That was 2 weeks before our last meetings. I mean, it's back a ways. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, that'd be fine. So this went on. I, of course, at the time wasn't aware that the mayor was going to be gone.
And sent everybody an email, I thought.
But I mean, I did. I guess if I was aware of it, I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, then that's how it got there. Is they'd asked to have it on the agenda, when people ask me, I just think, okay, if this one's full, we just move it to the next. There was no diabolical plot, if that's what you.
No, I have no reason to believe that. I just think it should have been put back, to where there was a full council.
Yeah, and then that the council can do.
And I had the same question, is why it wasn't brought forward with all of us. And I think I got it settled today when I listened to a person tell me that we really weren't going to make any decisions tonight. All we were going to look at those. And if I had made a motion not to do this tonight, it would have been probably 2-2. Mm-hmm. Why put us through that? Mm-hmm. So I decided, let's take a look. I mean, it won't hurt anything. We can't make any decisions. We can't vote on anything. Am I not right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
right. So I decided not to cause any trouble. Me personally, I see a lot of work that went into it, but I like the other logo. My fault, okay? I fell in love with that logo from the very beginning.
The dolphin.
It's been sitting in that little park, and people in the city think of us as that logo. I mean, it's on all of our cards. We've been passing them out forever, and that's what people see us as. That being said, I'll shut up.
This is a work session to talk.
Yeah.
So that's fine. It's a round table. It's informal. This is where you would have that discussion. I mean, so it's an appropriate place rather than you sit up there, you have it. That's why you do these. And that's why, in fact, I told Kathy, I think we probably do have a second work session on it. I think this is something that you work on, so.
Mm-hmm.
No one needs to apologize.
No, not at all.
No apologies here. This is.
Now, there's a lot of things go through cities through more than one, two, even three work sessions. And, you know, when it was brought to my attention, I went back and listened to the tape from our last meeting. And it's on the tape that it would be this meeting. It's plain and clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I listened to the last half hour and I didn't hear anything.
It, it's in part one. No, part two at 1 hour, and I wrote the time down. And as far as, you know, a full council, what if someone else were gone next week or the next meeting? Mm-hmm. This has been talked about before. You know, I was absent one meeting. Things were still decided on. That was a voting meeting. You know, I think, and it's not just going to happen at this meeting. The mayor will be here at the next work session, and it'll be another discussion. And actually, Rick says he has to take, no, I have to take, because I could have taken it off the agenda. But, you know, Kathy put a lot of work into it also, so you have to weigh, you know, there's a lot of things to go around.
I appreciate the work that went into it. I think that the number one is very pretty, but it's muted. I mean, it's very pale. And I just wonder when it goes smaller, how much density.
You can see it. It transfers really well. And she can, you know, if we find one we like, she can monkey with it. But they took PDF, is that what I'm wanting to say, and both shops tried to run them and look at the colors and everything, and they didn't have a problem with them. So I wish I'd have brought Eagle's new card. It looks, have you seen that? It looks really nice. And they use kind of a bird on top of an actual mountain. It looks very nice. It's more updated. I'll try to pick one up. Nope. Eagle Lady, yeah. That's not it, though.
Oh, you mean the eagle, the Newberry eagle?
Eagle, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll pick one up so you guys can see it. They did an excellent job. Sandy worked on it, I guess, and they just got them printed. So I'll try to bring one in so you can see it.
Greg?
No, I have no comment.
Okay. What you laughing at, Kathy?
I'm not laughing.
You're just smirking.
I'm smiling at her, Greg.
No, you weren't.
Oh, stop that. That's enough.
It was it.
Okay. Come on now. Please.
I'm sorry, everybody. This has been going on for 3 days now between Kathy and I. And I'm, you know, I we didn't even get a chance to take a vote on whether this would proceed tonight, but I'm sure Ken is just as upset as I am missing out on this. You know, and he, I know he made an effort to stop it, you know, trying to talk to the people to get it postponed so he could be here for this. And I don't know, guys. I just think it's a disservice to him and the whole council, you know, to make this thing kind of a forced issue, is what it feels like to me. You know, it's just, I don't understand why we couldn't back it off.
Well,
I mean, it's a great design. I think they're both beautiful. There's my two cents, but okay. You know, the whole thing kind of stinks to me the way it all played out. I didn't like being, accused of piggybacking on Ken's thoughts. My thoughts are my thoughts, Kathy.
Well, and that's why I sent when you asked me what it was about, and I sent Karen the same thing. Did I send? I did.
I don't think I got that one. But
all I know is
I sent it to you. Got it. I know I sent it to. I think you got it. And I said, what bothered me was, you know, if Ken had said, you guys forgot I'm out of town, I'm having a great time, can we postpone it? That would have struck me a whole lot better than saying, I'm out of town, you've missed all these other steps, you've screwed up this, you've never done this, blah, 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 blah. And that hit me wrong. And then when Greg said he agrees with him completely, then to me that was saying...
You left out the second half of my email, though. I agree completely. I think we should postpone it.
Yeah, that's, I got that.
You know, yeah, but you read into it. And that, you know, that wasn't necessary.
Well,
you could have called me if you felt that I was attacking you somehow. I wasn't. I was merely stating that
I didn't think you were attacking me.
No. That
Ken, if Ken would have just said simply, it would have helped. But I've been...
Yeah, I agree. Ken's words were harsh. I didn't agree with the
and
harsh
that,
words.
And that was my problem.
Well, again, I just think we would all have been better served if we just put it off until a more appropriate time when we had full council. Even if next week there wasn't one, let's put it off till we have full council.
Ken's not losing out on anything.
I think he feels he is.
Well.
I feel that he is. I feel that this was, you know, something we've all been waiting for a very long time.
Well, and I know he's been against it too, and I think that's probably part of it. He hasn't wanted to look at anything new. So perhaps he feels, you know, something sneaky going on, which was not the case. It was between Rick and I, and that's just how it settled.
And I got the same emails you did. I got the emails that Ken got. And again, I made the decision. It wasn't Kathy. You know, I did sent Rick an email saying, what do you think? And, you know, but I think we're here, we have this here, we'll be having it here again in a couple weeks.
I think that's when we should have a discussion about it then, personally.
Well, what we'll do is we'll...
I didn't get that.
I said I think that's when we should be having a discussion in a couple weeks.
On the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, and we will. And so we can just, you know, I'm willing to move along.
I am too.
On the agenda right now.
And,
you know.
When do you want that? I would recommend to have it at the next work session, not a regular council meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, to be honest, it's silly for a city council to take the regular council meeting time to talk. You need that, when you do that, it's everyone's kind of pretty much on the same page, you've worked through any discussions, and then we would vote. So my proposal would be that we do it as a November work session, and then the December meeting, vote on one, if you choose to on one.
Yeah, we may not choose to vote on one. You know,
that's fine.
We may come back and say something needs to be worked on.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that, be thinking of it, we can have it on a work session. I mean, I have things on the agenda, and I actually purposely, I misjudged this one. I take full responsibility. The Urbank appeal was going to be tonight. If you go back, where this stuff's planned before you know, I was told, Ken gave me the dates he was going to be gone, and so I said, well, no, that's a big formal deal. So I moved that. If what we're saying is, it's very hard for me to know, so I was trying to, the logo, which was going to be a 2 or 3 meeting discussion, Greg, I didn't elevate it to the level that evidently it is. So right. I misjudged that, because either, or are we saying when the mayor is gone, we cancel our meeting?
No.
Well, because how do I know what the logo, an initial discussion on the logo, in and of itself doesn't hit me as something, to be honest, I mean, this, so I
got a call from Ken. He was that upset. He called me from Hawaii.
I got a call last night, too.
And I was like, wow. You know, I probably wouldn't have had a big problem with it if he wasn't as upset over the phone, hearing how upset he was about it. That's why I made the comment, why don't we move it to the next work session? But, yeah. You know, my response back to me was real negative and real, I was frankly kind of puzzled at the response I got. I couldn't hardly understand what I was getting, attacked for. And I really felt that this is something, Ken's been looking forward to for a very long time. I think that's why he was so upset about it. I was trying to,
support Ken.
Give you my point of view.
Yeah.
Too. And,
Well, I want to make sure.
I just don't think it was necessary knowing that there were two counselors, a mayor and a counselor and a third, who were objecting to it.
I didn't hear any of those objections.
I didn't know. I really didn't know you were involved in it. From the emails I got, it was Rick and Kathy that were making that decision to move it to this week. So.
Well, yeah, she said. I mean, she councilman came to me and said I'd like to put on the agenda, and she gave me a date, and which I do. Last week when we had the colonel here, I wasn't even told that was going to be on the agenda. The mayor, when the colonel came, whatever it was,
the major RTC.
Ken went to. Ashley just said, I want that put on the agenda. I didn't know till I saw it printed. So she probably handled it correctly. She emailed and said, can I get it on this date? Or, and I said, no, and you were fine with that. And so I said, but this is an available date. And that's what I do. This is an available date. And I sure didn't know that this was going to cause... I mean, to be honest, it's way overblown. The people of this city have issues, things that we're working on. This shouldn't even rise. And that's what probably bothers me more than anything, that we are doing the people's work here. We've been elected. And we need to work on, and to have us get into this kind of where you can almost cut the air in the room with a knife. We got to not do that.
Yeah.
I mean, as a group, we just can't do that, because then if this trips us up and gets us into this kind of a field, I mean, we're sitting here, I got a proposal in here that's to talk about, we're going to spend several thousand dollars on this or that. We're going to take over planning, where every citizen wants to build or do anything is going to come into this building, and the county wants to co-house here their building department. I'd like to kind of hear what you think about that. The logo. The logo, I doubt that one citizen in town is running around cares about this. Yeah. So I don't want us to get sidetracked because, that's what bothers me and hurt. I'm worried about more than anything, because the logo, we've got meetings ahead on the logo.
That's why I said when you asked me, I said no comment, and I wanted to leave it at that. I really did. People want to know why, and that's why.
But you had to get it out.
Yeah. And it's out.
Are you better?
No. I'm still upset.
Let me share what we can do about it now. A few months ago, we were in a meeting, and I made a suggestion that we think about a city license for our business people. I went on vacation. And that took place with me being gone. I would have liked to have been there, but I made the choice to take the vacation.
Right.
So sometimes you miss out when you wish you hadn't. And I think this is one. I think there was too much tittitay on this. And I think there was too much. And it doesn't mean that you have to stop. I think you all know that I don't bite into the emails. I very rarely answer anything because I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I say. And I just think there was too much. And I think we all got riled up for no reason at all because this is going to take place again.
Yeah. Well, that's just my point.
Exactly.
You know. I understand.
And I tried to make that point before this meeting was ever held.
I understand.
Yeah. And so we can. And here we are. So, moving forward, do you want any more of my discussion? Or you,
as long as you're fine with moving forward.
Yeah. Do you have any comments?
There's nothing. I mean, there's nothing left to be said in the far as for me.
Okay. Because we will be doing it again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those public hearings where you have to have three of them or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, logos are always, and I've said this when we talked about it, logos are controversial. And I think before this is said and done, there's probably more hurt feelings. Not just predictions.
Yeah.
I just can tell. And just let's keep it all in perspective, is what I think we should do.
Because we do, you know, like Rick said, we are doing the people's work, mm-hmm. and we have to work together, and, you know, it's nothing personal. On my part of it, you know, this is a job, a passion we all have.
I agree with you, Stu.
So, we're good, okay?
I just want on a positive note, most of us are visual people. And by seeing these, it kind of, you know, maybe some of these things could be incorporated. You know, you can see it coming from different angles. And by seeing these, it kind of gives you something to think about. So that's not bad. This is a really good thing for further discussion. Because you've looked at them, you see them, you kind of have a feel now for what some of the things are and where people are, you know, what the different visuals are coming from. So I think it's very positive that you got to see something so you can compare.
I'll pass that around. This happens to be all the Central Oregon logos and cities and counties just on the bottom of that. Just to get an idea of what kind of is out there. That's got Madras, Redmond, Bend, Deschutes, and Jefferson County, and State of Oregon, ODOT.
Those are pretty boring. Quite frankly.
A lot of them are.
Kind of look like high school symbols or something. Let me see their helmet.
The first one I liked, after our first artist, would have blown your way.
I did too, that's the one I...
It was like, yeah, one of those been abstract.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have liked it.
Quite a few people did.
Yeah, the abstract part.
Okay, any other, anyone?
Yeah, just you know, let's get real. You guys have been kicking this logo thing around for well over 2 years. It's time you settled it. Get down, pick a logo, and get on with it. It's been too long.
I'll comment, too, on this. You know, I hate to see two counselors get at it like I saw tonight. That is just not right. I don't think it is. As far as Ken not being here, if Ken was the person that was going to have the final say, that would be different. But Ken will have every opportunity to come in and tear these logos apart and give his opinion, and don't mark my words, he will. He'll come in and he'll make whatever comments that he feels will be very real. But to have a city councilor on just a logo presentation get into something like that is not good. And I don't think that the majority of the people in this town would enjoy sitting in this meeting. Thanks.
I'm sorry for my behavior, you know, but it started days ago, and I just want to apologize to all of you.
No, it's good. I mean, we're fine. Okay.
So, Bill, if you want any just direct input at this point on what a person's choice would be, I thought maybe it was going to, that my thoughts, that it would just be a moot point, and that is moot, M-O-O-T, not mute like so many people like to say, but then I find out tonight it wouldn't be. because apparently the saw blade is still on the table.
Usually that is what we have.
Yeah, well, I like that. And I would like to see us just stay with that. I was hoping to see something a little more, I think that would lend itself a little more to a logo. I think these are, you used a good word, I think it was muted just a little bit, but kind of fuzzy. Beautiful pictures, but I'm not sure that they're that appropriate for a logo. So that's my input. I'd just as soon stick with the
dancing dolphins.
And see, I don't see that. I see the mountains, but I see the mountains with snow. I like it because it's crisp. You know, it stands out really well. But looking at those along the bottom there, that's the one that stands out to me. The one that looks the most attractive is our saw blade one.
But how similar is it to Deschutes County?
It is, but it's still... It says the pine, it doesn't say Deschutes County.
And Redmond's got kind of the same. Yeah.
Oh, Redmond's is a round wheel.
Looks like a poker chip.
But see, ours, the saw blade may be round, but then it has the rectangular. You know, the saw blade's round, but then it has the rectangular shape at the bottom. I just like it.
Well, people that design logos, if you hire a firm, yeah, they try to make the reproduce well. And you can layer for screen printing and different things. You know, you don't often find kind of a picture like that as much, because those are more complicated. Mm-hmm. You have to do more of a transfer type. You can't screen print particularly that type of a thing, because it's too many colors with too fine of a detail.
We've got six colors out of it.
Yeah. So that's why you'll notice most are kind of abstracts of things. Mm-hmm. And that's just because of ease of putting them on things. That's how basic that is.
And if we talked about from the very beginning when I came on, when we first met with everybody, not wanting to do mountains or a tree or an elk head or a, you know, things that typically just are that way. So the goal was try to look at something a little bit different and bring something new to the table, and that's, you know.
Okay. If nothing else, we'll move on to the next item, which is the planning department transition.
That's moving forward. January 1, we plan on taking over. And I've been working on some of the Essential One example. I've been working on the forms, and I've got three of those done that I made them into Lapine. And have 10 more to go. And we will start to adopt an ordinance that will have the fees that will be charged, and I have Deborah making kind of a spreadsheet so we kind of see what other people charge in the area, and so that we kind of know where we are on all of that, and she's got that mostly done. Next week, meeting with Nick Lelak, who's the community development director for the county. They asked, would we want to have over one of the little offices over there on Tuesdays, you know, you can go in and get your building permit. And they wanted to know if we would want them to maybe move over here have their office upstairs, and they come down here and meet people that needed help. And I said, well, I don't know, you know. And the idea is that it's a one-stop shop. And that's, it's right now, people go over there, they come over here, and they don't know. So then the person knows that one, you just go to one place, and then if you're at the wrong one, you're at least say, oh no, you need to talk to her, or she will be here on Tuesdays. And if you get to where you know they're all here on Tuesdays. But that's a suggestion. It was originated by the county, saying, would you, you know, no details worked out, no nothing, but just the concept, fleshing it. Are you interested in Lapine, Redmond, and them? I think they've all pretty well done that. Because it's ease of the customer. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about us. You know, we're not here for us. We're here for the public. Yeah, we've got cubicles upstairs. Certainly, you know, you can have them have a desk, and they come in once a week for 5 hours, and Someone comes in, they're going to come to the door, and they'll say, hey, I'd like to talk to the county, and they'll show them up. And if it's someone that's, you know, has ADA needs or something, we keep a table in here like we do most of the time. They could come in and visit them. I don't know, you know, on any the rest of it. So this is just, again, this is why we have work sessions. Mouths need to open. Right. And, you know, because otherwise I have no direction, and then I go down a path that I have no clue what you think, obviously. So, I don't know if they just want us to donate it. He was talking about, well, we donate rent in lieu of then GIS free maps and stuff. You know, those are all the details. So
it'd be like you would need to negotiate or find out some terms.
Well, I know nothing about it. I know nothing. So. He's coming here next week.
Okay.
But I want to get, this is the gut check. Because you may say, no, I actually like county services at the county building. I don't want them mixed over here. It may be you think it's going to be too much of, you just don't, you know, whatever. This isn't, don't worry about details. You're not voting on.
Yeah.
So.
There won't be any, I mean, they won't be expecting Patty to be a secretary for them, will they?
No, I think so. Okay. I mean, they're here. When they're not, they're not.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I mean, you do add, no doubt, you'll answer. Because you're going to have to talk to someone. Sure. They're going to call and say, hey, is the planning person in from the county? And you'll be answering the phone and some of that. But
basic customer service.
Customer service down here.
I don't see a problem.
What? Can't hear you? The recorder can't hear you, Stu.
Oh, yes. I said, that sounds good.
I think it'd be a friendlier way for people to do business in Lapine. They know where City Hall is. They don't have to go over there and try to find something. And yeah, I think it's a good idea to open this up to that, especially if someday we're going to take over that part of it down the road, let everybody know that the city is associated with building permits and that now.
Yeah.
Karen? I like the idea. I do like somebody to be here, they can come in, it's centralized. I think it's a good idea.
And I think right now they're over there one day a week, mm-hmm. and people, because they used to get them, we were over there.
Oh, yeah.
They'd come and ask, where is it? And it was down the hall. And they just have one staff person down there, and people come in and pay for permits or get a permit, and whatever they do, however they do it all. And
Karen?
I think it's a good idea. I think that everything should be in one building if the building's big enough. And as long as it doesn't put any extra work on our secretary or...
It will put some extra work.
As long as they bring their own people, I think it's good that it's here. The more you get in a central located place, the happier your customers are. When you have them come to the counter and you're not servicing that, okay, you better have an answer on why you don't and where that is. So I think it's a good idea.
Selfishly, why I think it's worth looking at. Now, there could be some devil in the details that will come back and say, eh. Oh. But absent that is that we then have someone, these questions will come up, because when you come in for a planning permit that we're going to have, the next phase is the actual building permit. And so when someone comes in, you can say, well, okay, planning-wise, you have it zoned right. We can do it. But then their next question is something that's more building-related. And if you know that everyone's here on Tuesdays, for me, I just walk two desks down and can say, hey, you know, someone wants to build over here XYZ. You know, and so I think it's just having that interaction. The economic development person's here now. So then, and businesses that are trying to locate or something, that person can kind of communicate with that building official.
Well, it opens it up, you know, like we've always said, Lapine's open for business. Well, now they're coming to the city hall for the one-stop shopping. And it introduces, it puts a face to the voice, you know, if they're calling or something.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's...
No, and there would be some, but don't necessarily mean, it could be that on that day they it's, we figure it's an hour or two of work for our staff, but then they compensate us for that. Mm-hmm. And that's what people do, you contract. And so it could be that she collects, if they owe $200 on a building permit, that she takes that money and writes the receipt. And then that employee, I don't know how they did that employee, does she take the check home now from over here? I mean, I know nothing. But believe me, there's a lot of places you can go in and pay, but the money's actually going to another entity. I mean, so there's certainly a way to have, we don't need everyone with their own secretary sitting here.
Yeah.
or their own phone. So, you know, I don't know how all of that would work, but it was their idea. And then, like I say, we do need a lot of GIS mapping, and we'll have to start paying for that. And then they would give us credits back. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, anything that would save us money on that.
That's a kind of a wash. The building's here. You know, someday we may have the other end of the building, you know, if we needed it, but for right now. And if it didn't work.
But you could research it.
Yeah.
And bring back the information, and then.
And Deborah's meeting with him. Deborah will be here too. We're all going to go over it next week. So since you're not saying no, we'll.
That sounds like a good.
Just kind of.
And plus, this is just a healthier building. I know the last time we had those meetings, about three of us had to leave in about 10 minutes.
Over
yeah,
there.
From not feeling not good. A, so.
It's not a particularly friendly building, in the sense of parking, easy to be able to go in and. It's basically mental health, public health building.
Yeah.
You know, so people are there for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate. It's yeah. So we'll see where that takes us.
Research.
Okay.
I think it sounds good. Mm-hmm. Any comments on this?
The. Financial Manager, I got, I think it was about 8 applications that came and closed. And I've kind of got 3 that I want to visit with. And I'm going to do some Skype interviews starting next week. I've done a voice with 2 of them, one I had lunch with before, so I already knew. But I'm going to have a voice one. Then I'll do a Skype so we kind of can interact. And then ultimately, I'll have a staff member and maybe a couple councilmen, and we'll bring a couple of them in and interview a little bit, you know, to see what we got in that 2 or 3. And in the case of 2 of them, yes, 2 of the 3 that I like the most are people that will actually want to move to somewhat retire or to kind of wind change in their lives, or people that have worked for several cities. One is currently working, I think they're been 5 or 6 years at the same at this job they're at now, but they would like to basically kind of start moving toward a retirement, not work full time. And the other one has worked. And I actually talked to Roger Jordan about him today, who many of you know from the League of Oregon Cities, because he was in the same area this person was, and he's always great. And if he's going to start winding down and wants to work, he was at another city, and he didn't want to work full-time anymore. He was an interim. And then they kept keeping him and keeping him and keeping him, which this goes on all the time. And so he just said, I don't want to work as much. And so they went ahead and found someone, and he's working part-time now, but he... When I said to him, well, you can't do that from the valley, he said, oh, no, we're wanting to move into the area. And both of them would locate basically between here and Sun River even or something. They have that ability. And then the third one already lives in Bend. So anyway, and that person's doing an interim somewhere else right now in the region, and they'll be done in December. And they have they're a full CPA. So those are the 3. And then I got a good one, another one that I just didn't put in. I got to talk to him more. It would probably be more than we need. If we were going to renegotiate $1 million or $2 million bond sale, they'd be great for helping you figure out just kind of the ins and outs of that. I'm not sure that they would be happy keying in power bills that you just signed, that kind of stuff. You know, just probably maybe not quite what we need. So. And I put it out for like 10 to 20 hours a week. And then what we would do is we would get not have Cassell do that work. So And then just along that line, I think a little, it's kind of along it, is that Ashley's going, what, in 2 weeks?
About two weeks.
Well, first of all, our audit is the first week of November, so we'll be very busy with that. So, and they require a lot of things of us, and so, and you know, the audit will be not an audit, you know, you won't be your, probably the best audit. It's based on last year. And, but we know that, and, you know, we'll take that, learn from it, and that's why we're hopefully getting some people that can help us make sure that the next audit is better, but we won't prejudge it till we see it. And then, but the following week, Ashley will be going to Utah, and she will be learning the Cassell software system where we are moving the utilities. So the November bill, people will get a new, I think, is the November bill or will it be the December bill?
I'm not sure.
We're not sure exactly.
They go out the very end of the month.
In the next 30 days, because of the audit, we couldn't have her gone. And so then that moved us a week. And so originally it was going to be November. But so what will happen is over the next, either this coming up or the following month, people will get a new looking bill. And it will be a card, actually. We just ordered up cards today. And as there'll be no more stuffing of envelopes. And it will be a card. You perf it and send in the part, and it will cut down staff time a lot, mailing expenses, and folding. They sit here and try fold them all. And, you know. So all that'll go away. But, you know, we'll get some complaints because some people don't like cards and some like the envelopes. And, you know, obviously the type is different and there's different words. And they do. But the good thing is now when we key in, when someone pays, it's in the Excel software system. And it immediately, again, not getting technical, but it immediately then goes into the books in this office. So this finance person we hire, you know, right now this stuff is kind of manually moved around because we're going from other systems. So this is the next step in getting our software system fully integrated. And then, and so she'll be there for 3 or 4 days. And they'll actually, when someone comes in and pays during those days, we actually, I believe, we actually fax up a copy of that receipt. And she enters your payment in Utah. She's going to be entering them in with the staff working with her. So it should work out pretty good. And there'll be bugs. Anytime you transition, we've got a couple years of history. You know, they've got all the names and they've run the checks on it to make sure we got the right addresses. But, you know, out of several hundred, there'll be some that are wrong. But I think at the end of the day, once we shake out over a few months, everyone will really like it. And this is really important. You know, we were going to send out a 10-day disconnect notice, and it's still using district letterheads. And when I saw that, I'm like, we're sending out disconnect notices that say Lapine Sewer District. So, you know, in that year and a half, or the over year that we've had it, see, nobody was changing any of this stuff. And I mean, I saw it and I said, oh my God, you're kidding me. I just had told the ladies down, they sent me up a disconnect notice. And then there I got it and I'm like, oh, we can't send this out. We've been sending them out. So anyway. Rick,
will we be able to pay online?
That's coming with our new software, our new website.
Now, is Ashley going to primarily be the one dealing with this new finance person on a regular basis? Or, others than you?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
I was going to say, if you're going to have a staff member in on the interview process, maybe Ashley would be a really good choice for that.
Yeah, but the kind of the plan is that Patty will do more of the utility stuff. She'll take, I'm trying to gear, you're working at it, we're trying to gear, because people knew Ashley, so when they come in, they're both sitting here. Guess where they go? Mm-hmm. To Ashley.
Yes,
because she, for years, is who they paid. So what I want to do is start, call it the, I own a property management company, and they all want Kyle. He's my system manager. They always want Kyle. Well, you don't need Kyle. So you have to kind of triage the calls a little more to get them to. And so we're working on Patty being the first person they see. Then if there's a question and you know that she can't answer, we'll check with Ashley. And then Patty will become better at it. You know, Ashley has the knowledge. She's worked it for years. So we will then reduce the amount of time Ashley has to spend taking in a sewer water bill. The goal is to get more people online.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be able to get to where half our people are paying. We don't ever see them. They're long line. If you can get there, although because so many people want to pay cash.
Your system is beautiful.
I mean, I'm going to say
for the garbage company, that pay system is beautiful. We should adopt the same kind of thing.
It's
just snap, snap, and you're done.
It seems like the only people that we have now coming into the office are the ones that you want coming in because they're behind.
They're cash payers.
Yeah, and they're about ready to get cut off.
Right.
You know, so you got their attention. Your best payers are the online, the bill pay, automatic withdrawal, and the girls love it because they don't have, it's bad to say, but they don't have to talk to anyone.
Well, no, I don't get into that stuff. To me, it's just of no labor. It's just
automatic. Yeah, there's no labor.
It's just, you don't have to handle it. We don't have to stamp it on the back. We don't take it to the bank. There's no human error. They hit it. It automatically is going to come into the software that they paid. You know, all the stuff that goes on when you pay online all the time.
Yeah.
So,
I just come in to say hi.
Yeah, and people do.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Bill pay on the tax, but when you try to get through the mess of it, it's easier to write a check. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually do that because it just...
You have to get signed up for the first time. Takes a little work.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean the monthly type of pay, you know, some of the bill pays out there are just...
Yeah.
They're,
we'll see how that... You know, we're not starting our first... Usually. Month with that because it's going to be a transition. But so those are, and then Ashley then will start what I want Ashley to do, her to take up, say, where she's doing less work on the kind of utility day-to-day stuff. I want her to become our, call it kind of our planning tech. Someone, when they come in, she's the person you first go to when you have a planning question. Because people are going to come in and want applications, and you have to be able to say, okay, is it a sign? Is it a shed? You know, what are you doing? And you just overtime. And again, nothing you're going to learn in the first month or two, and mistakes will be made. So when you get that person coming up and saying, those idiots at City Hall, expect it and understand it. You're taking on an entire department. But when it's all done, you need that one person that can maybe goes to plan, and she would start coming to planning commission meetings. See, someone that becomes, they follow what's going on, and they, you know, and then they know how to route it to Deborah or to me and that type of thing. So that's kind of, we're kind of shifting to where she will do most of the call, the greeting of the utility customer, keying it in. Ashley will move more toward planning type intake and the finance stuff that she helps with, whoever we hire. Then on the finance end.
What happens now if Patty takes vacation?
Ashley's just there.
Okay, but now if Ashley takes vacation and it's in the middle of your people coming in to pay the bills, then Patty has to do it. So this way you're cross.
Well, yeah, I mean, they both
even better.
I'll learn some of the planning stuff because I got to be able to assist the customers.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, everyone will learn it all. But that's just kind of your focus area.
Right.
And, you know, when you have a, I mean, there are cities that have only one employee at City Hall, and when they're on vacation, the doors are locked. I mean, you just, in a small town, you have to roll with some things.
Yeah, but this sounds better.
Yeah, we'll see. It should work.
Yeah.
And the bugs will work out as we do it. So. I mean, I'm trying to get things set up so for the future so that we can hopefully, so this finance piece is next, getting Ashley trained up on the utility, and then also the when we do the new, I've talked to them about the software for the business license, because that's a whole other module. It's more complicated than you realize, and then that is going to be part of it, so then we'll get trained up on the business license module in the spring. But then it's all one system and what you're going to like, so that everything just flows in and around. We'll have a lot better records. You know, yesterday we hired, good, we had already picked him, but we haven't done our contract with him, but it's...
great.
Sorry?
No, it's a company. It's a company that's going to do our water sewer studies. Not the rate study, but doing some on the industrial side, adding water, and then we're going to go over on the lift station. We did some RFPs a while back. We hired the guys to do the sidewalk, but we hired another firm to do the lift station out at Newberry, and then the water flow. well, you start getting into things, it goes back to the things I'm learning as we go. And I told him to go ahead and propose it's going to cost us $5,000 out of sewer water. But we, if you want one map right now that has our water lines on it, you get nine maps.
Okay.
Because you had a map when it was, the lines were here. You added a line, but no one went back to the same place and had that line added to the map. So then you get another line, it's just another map that shows with that on it. And so each subdivision, like your subdivision, they have a map, but no one took that and laid it into the rest of the system. So this is all, to me, this is what, probably shouldn't have done a year ago, but this is the things that I know Kitty agrees that we took over the system and we took money at the counter and then we stopped. But we need to have a map that says City of Lapine on top, just like the disconnect notice says City of Lapine with our new logo that says this is our ordinance and this is what you have to do. We need a map that this is the City of Lapine's water system, and it's a 10-inch, an 8-inch, a 6-inch, a 4-inch, and it has every fire hydrant on it, and we know what the GPM, or the gallons per minute, at each location is. When someone comes in our planning department and says, I want to put on a park here, we can say, well, there's a 10-inch main, and it's good for 2,000 gallons a minute. So they can plan, will it work? Am I going to have to go upgrade lines? So anyway, we'll have it for sewer and water, and we'll have a nice, we're going to get rid of some of these maps and just kind of start getting the ones we need. And so that's something we added on, and we'll, that'll take them a little while, but they have to go, and it'll have every tax lot on it. And then when we get a new line added, anytime we add a service or a line, you send it in to these guys and they update it. They then send you a new map and the old one burn it.
Yeah.
It's no longer meaning, you know. So that kind of thing are some of the things, again, that I always call the boring stuff to the average person, but it's the stuff that we need to make this place run. And, you know, you're not going to read about it or hear about it down at Gordy's or anywhere else, and people wonder what you're doing all day.
Yeah.
But it's that stuff. It's boring, but it's darn important.
Speaking of sewer and water stuff, did you know that the sewer district owns a lot over on Box Way?
No.
It's next to the roofing place. Mm. It's an empty lot. Mm. And they bought it years ago when they planned on building an office. And then they merged, or they didn't merge, but they shared operations with the water district. So, and it's still under the county records, is still under the name of Lapine Sewer District. So if you go into Dial and check that, you'll find that lot.
Something will get changed sometime.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And do something with it or sell it.
I think would be very important when they get the economic development going. When big companies want to come in and actually provide some jobs here, you can show them that. So yeah, you got plenty of water for your project out there.
Yeah, and what really got him into the discussion, the guy that was going to go over and work on improving water lines for fire flow over behind Midstate, he went and says, well, there's no base map. And then Scott said, well, there really isn't one. We got partials. And he said, you know, some of the things the district needed to do, but, you know, especially for the last couple, 3 years, they were busy not wanting to go somewhere here. So they didn't work on other things, I think. And so we'll get a nice one. But he said is, if we go do this with the water lines here, it may lower pressure over here. He said, we got to model this to where you know that we don't cause a problem.
Right.
You know, another little example, today I had to meet with the head of the school district's people from Bend were down, and Scott and I met. This was all set up. They have three pump thingies where the stuff all goes in, basically a pump station. Now we have the one at Wickiup, which is the district's or the city's now. You have a couple, three of those in town. So, you know, the pipes all go in and then it's pumped down the road in a big line, eventually gets to our plant. This building has a little pump thing for it because it sits a little bit low, and in order to get, you know, up to the lines, they had to install that. If someone could, if they went down in the wetland back here, well, they'd have to have a pump, you know, to get it up. Well, and those around, there's two or three of those around town, and those individual company or businesses, they pay for that because they're the ones building where they want to build, and they pay for that. They pay the power bill, and they take care of it. And then from once it gets out there, then it goes into our system. And so like Wiki, if we would repair any of those that are part of our system, well, the one at the school break has a breakdown. So school called here and said, well, you know, we might have to, if this doesn't get fixed, we could have to cancel school. So then I started saying, well, now, wait a second, okay, whose are these? As I just try to go through, I always have the same kind of system I check off in my mind when I go through. It's not, I just like, I got to know all this. Mm-hmm. So I said, who owns them? It was blank stares. I said, well, now we own the one here. Not the real estate firm owned the one that was here.
Yeah.
That would be normal. Who owns those? So Scott says, well, I don't know. We've always worked on them, but interestingly, we don't pay the power bill on them. School pays the power bill, and usually whoever pays the power bill is the one who owns them. Who put them in? Well, I don't know. This is in the 80s. Scott wasn't working here. And so, you know, and I just said to the school, I said, well, now, we need to first settle. We need to kind of know what's going on here. However, I did tell the school, I said, if we've been fixing them, go fix them. We want to make sure it's all running because I don't want any impact on the school. But I also have to have a second discussion as to whose are these, mm-hmm. who maintains them for the future. And so their two bosses from the head of all their buildings came down today, and we sat here for an hour, and they brought a bunch of papers, and they, you know, it showed that, according to him, it shows they're ours. And then I just went through and said, no, wait, where does it say that? And, so then there was a little, we're not sure when we got done. So we're going to end up with probably an IGA or an MOU that will now, for once and for all, that will say whose they are. So that then when the next group comes along, this discussion has been, it's kind of decided. And we may end up with kind of a joint. They pay the power bill. Maybe we're going to take care of the repairs. There's enough gray area, but we're going to go look through when they built the system in 87, 86. You know, go to the bids if they, you can still find them because who built them. But for 20 years, the districts have been maintaining them.
That's just one more reason why the ordinances and rules and regulations need to be gone through and updated, because they should spell out who owns what in every circumstance. You know, in every
yes. And so then we asked for the EDU count while he was here on the school. And for water and sewer, Patty got them for me, and then Ashley came in and helped a little bit. We have 54 or 53 called EDUs on water, and we have 43 on sewer in the same building. And the ordinances, according to Scott, are worded exactly the same. And that's why we're going to do that $50,000 study for our sewer water rates and everything. Because every time I get into a case, what you find is things are interesting. And so, you know, every day I learn. So that was my lesson today. I learned sitting here that, you know, we're just not sure. The school kind of perked up on that. So,
well, it's good for them to know, too.
Yeah. But they, this is the, that's why it's so important, is that they are at 50, just call it 50 EDUs, they pay $2,500 a month just at the high school for sewer and water. And what got my curiosity was the bill is always the same. Now, any of you on city water, you guys, is your water sewer bill exactly to the penny the same every month? No, because of water. You use more water sometimes. Sewer's the same. But would you agree that your water bill is different because how much you water?
Mine was always the same when it was just me living there, because I never came up to the 3,600 gallons.
Right. Now,
so it can be.
Right, right. But now yours goes up.
Yeah.
So the school's never is over. And the reason is they're paying for 53 EDUs. They're paying for 53 times 3,000.
3,600.
3,600. So 3,600 times, and Sue figured out that's 160,000, 70,000 gallons. that they're getting in a base minimum. Mm-hmm. Okay, their consumption isn't even half that. The ramifications of all of that is that they're paying twice what they probably should if you calculated it. Mm-hmm. Now remember, when they're 10 or 15% of our total income, and if they're paying twice and you adjusted that, what's that do to you?
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm just trying to lay this out. At this, then we've talked about Gordy, we've talked about the RV park. Every single larger user that I run into, this story repeats itself. So that's why, just in the back of your mind, understand that we're going to have some interesting discussions that are going to really take, that's why we're going to need everyone to really work on down the road, or, you know, is to know what to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really important. But my last thing, because these are obviously public meetings, is they're not being overcharged. They're not being mischarged. The system that was set up with the districts is that system. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, when they formed the district, they could say that you only got 1,000 gallons instead of 3,000. I mean, it's how it works. They're not mischarged. There's not a mistake. But it shows inequity in the system. That's why we're getting the complaints. There's a system that charges bigger users disproportionate higher because they don't meet the minimums. Where at home, you're coming kind of up to the minimum all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's why you come close and go over. See, they could double their water usage and they still wouldn't raise their water bill. That's not true for any of you.
No.
And that's the problem that Gordy's having, and that's the problem that the Newberry RV's having. My guess is that the motels are having. I can go down the list. Car wash, hairdressers, all of them. Restaurants.
Restaurants.
So when is this going to happen?
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is a long process, and it's a...
No, the study.
Well, we haven't even got the RFP out on that. Jeremy and I had lunch yesterday, and we went over it. It's 95% done. I mean, I sent him a draft. He said that was going to be fine. He only has to put in a couple disclaimers. I let him put in the disclaimers. And I told the school we were going to have that done, so they'll be interested in it. So at some point, I would say next spring, we'll have a couple work sessions on just that topic, because they're going to show you the results and the numbers. Mm-hmm. Then it's a political decision. You can keep it just like this, but then you all know that it is what it is. And some people may have to raise their hand, and you know, you're raising your own water rate. It's going to be a real, it'll be an interesting thing. Cities raise water rates all the time. You read about it. So, yeah. So that's why it's all interesting. And so I think getting the utilities in our Cassell system, kind of getting to the good numbers and getting everything together, it's all connected. So what do you think of all that?
You need those numbers.
I think it's crazy. It's going to be overwhelming when we get to that point and try to figure it out, because you know, if they start going after the single occupants and raising them, it already seems like we pay too much. But
well, in our study, we've asked for comparisons and things for other like-sized cities, Central Oregon cities, and all that. So we'll at least get that. Although that's not in and of itself what you base it on.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be based on what our costs are.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at a water bill for someone in San Diego.
I was just,
$600 a month.
Yeah. We hear that for households from people coming over with their garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're kidding.
That's how you charge. Yeah.
My base sewer bill, my house, single, is $60 a month. Mm-hmm. Just my sewer bill. And I think it probably will be 70 or something. And my water bill, my base is probably 40 or 50, and then in the summer I'm 100, 150. So, I mean, that's just the reality. Mm-hmm. Sewer systems are big, expensive deals.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. That's kind of the financial thing and into software and all the fun things there. So I hope to have someone, or we'll come back and have some interviews maybe the next 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks on that finance person. Websites. This is, and Greg, of course, we were, this is a little proposal here from that, you know, the young lady that was at our meeting, and Stu knows that company because they've done the pan-cancer stuff.
And our companies.
Okay. The idea here is for everyone, and then Greg chime in, we got the company that's doing our website, and they came in, you know, a lot less than we had figured. Mm-hmm. And we need someone, we want to make our website better, and it'll actually end up half being used as economic development and a little bit for tourism. I won't use the C word, H-A-M, but the effect of that is it kind of, and so we need someone to help write kind of the fuzzy stuff, make sure we got the right pictures there, because the website company, they just tell you, you have to send me the pictures. Mm-hmm. Well, again, but they say, we can't have copyrighted pictures, we can't, I can go on the internet and get them, but technically, we don't have approval to use those, and people misuse pictures all the time. Mm-hmm. But the website company, you know, doesn't want to get into that. So anyway, I'm not creative at all. That is not my cup of tea, in case any of you didn't notice. And you know, we're going to have a garage sale listing thing. You're going to put your garage sale online. It's one of the neat features I guess we haven't really told you about. Because people like to put signs around, we're going to be a little stricter on signs, and a lot of towns are fighting that. One of the things we've talked about, and they've done this for a few cities, so it drives people there. It's the number one used thing on the websites of the cities that do it. Yeah. And so if you want to drive people to your website, so Kitty's going to have a garage sale. Kitty will go to our website, enter in her name or address, the hours and the time and the location, and it'll even have a map, because it automatically is going to figure a Google map. And then the public will go on the home page, click on garage sales, and it's going to go click, and then they can print a list. Wow. And when she puts in it Saturday and Sunday, at midnight on Sunday, it drops off. We don't manually go in and tell it that she's done. You put in the dates. And so it's actually a neat deal. Again, we're trying to drive people that the city is here, and it's a neat little thing, costs us absolutely nothing. It's just in the software.
Wow.
And anyway, it's that kind of stuff. And we're going to hire this lady, and it'll cost us $3,000 or $4,000, I suppose, when it's all said and done, for her to do some elements of marketing our website, helping us write the words on it and everything. So I'm not asking you to vote, but we have money in the website budget for this, and we'll still be under our budget. So unless I hear that you don't like that idea, if you don't like the idea, we have to find this creative person. And she's already been to our meetings. She's talked and met with the website designers. And so.
Well, if you looked over this, there's a lot more she's going to be doing. Getting out, telling the public that we have a new website, kind of a breakout thing where she'll be publicizing it and giving it out to everybody. So they'll know how to use it, where to find it. I think it's our money well spent. Plus, we have those pictures that Ken received from that artist, yes, photographer. So we were going to be able to use some of those, I think.
Yes.
I think he made her a copy.
He got the website guy. And actually, in a week, we'll have our first, call it the second draft. We kind of saw, well, we didn't have really a draft that we worked on, but we'll have kind of our second draft. People will, we'll be able to give the council a code to look at it. It's not out to the public, and it's not visible, but you'll be able to go online and look at it. And believe me, it changes a bunch in these different.
Wow.
So, but this website you're going to like. Believe me, so you're going to like it.
Someone at the city goes in and updates, or does it all by itself?
What?
What, the garage sale? It does it all by
itself? Or any of this?
Well, the garage sale, they enter it. They go over
it. And everything that we enter will be on. It'll be just like a form. You go in and click, 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 and it updates. It proofreads everything. It's really going to be slick.
Okay. So these folks are designing it?
No.
No.
This is a person that's going to help us get the pictures, make sure that the picture, right? Someone has to say, well, then this would be, welcome to Lapine, gateway to Newberry Crater. Well, obviously that's not what it's going to say. But you have to have the nice paragraphs that okay. Home of a thousand lakes, stop in Lapine in the heart of, and, you know, that
the
stuff.
Creativeness.
The creative okay. stuff that we have yet to find the creative person amongst us. Okay. And that someone will do it. I mean, this person's being paid, they have to do it, they have to meet the deadlines, yeah. And they have to work with the company, our website people.
And they've done these before, so.
Yeah, this is what they do.
Yeah. Basically, like, it's saved in my website, or, you know, it's saved in my favorites. So if I click on there, it's still going to go to the same thing that it's going to, except it's going to be different.
Our website?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a whole new one. That one will go away.
Yeah.
Okay. When you click on that CI thing, it'll come to this one.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
I have it saved in my favorites,
yes.
So I click on there. Is it automatically going to go
yes.
on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Basically, you know what will happen one night? This one will just go away, and, mm-hmm. and that one will
be
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it takes people a while to get used to them,
yeah.
but people will, I think, like it a lot. Mm-hmm. They're going to use it. And, you know, a lot like our forums for planning things. If you want an event, that's the other thing. Okay, so I'm going to have a parade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can go in and plug in your name, address, phone number, what it's going to be. Then it sends an email to us. We'll get a copy. Then we'll have it here. They don't have to, you know, no one has a typewriter anymore.
No.
Very few people have a typewriter. And so forms, their hand, well, I do too, but you know what I'm saying. They're handwriting forms. And now you will type it in, mm-hmm. and that's a big deal. It's a fillable form, so that when you hit send,
yes.
we get it in typed form.
Nice and clear. Easy
nice
to read.
And clear.
Yeah.
And then we'll have again. It'll come in. I mean, you can have it sent to different parts of things, and we'll be able to. But it's really all kinds of stuff. We had a class, Patty, and Ashley, and we were here for hours, with the company. They were here. And how you add pictures and change things and do, we'll put community events, we'll be able to put those, and it could be actually, the chamber can actually enter them, and it automatically.
Well, that was my next question is, are we duplicating, are we doing,
I don't know what they do.
The city, we're doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, what if someone, like you mentioned the parade, or, you know,
right.
some event they want to have, and it requires something from the city?
Oh no, it'll become, it's not coming in saying they're getting to do it, that's just how they apply.
Okay.
And then it comes in, it's going to kick
okay.
into her email, they're going to print it out and say, oh, here's
an app. So this isn't the calendar part or any of that?
Oh no.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying that's an application.
Okay.
The calendar thing, and there's a lot of ways, you can either give the chamber a code, they can only get into the calendar. They can't get anywhere, they can't
only,
hurt anything.
And there's section of the calendar too.
Yeah. And they put in that we're having trunk or treat on the 31st, and you put in the hours. Again, at midnight, the trunk or treat disappears. Nobody has to go back in and update to get rid of stuff. So you know how you always see these things are a week old? You don't have to do any of that. If it's a reoccurring event, like the say the chamber breakfast on third Thursday, you can just plug it in, and it's going to pop up there. We'll grow with it and learn.
Mm-hmm.
But it will become much more of a, I think people will go to it. I think I might have mentioned one of the things I like. So we pass an ordinance. I know people like Kitty will love this. So we pass an ordinance. You go to the ordinance. You find it. There's another button that lets you click, takes you to that meeting minutes. You don't have to go, was it 3 years ago? You can then go listen to the tape of that meeting, of that ordinance, and the written minutes.
Yeah, I will like that.
People will love it.
Oh, yeah. I have to entertain myself somehow while I'm cooking and cleaning.
Yeah. Don't you think, Patty? What did you think of it?
That was good.
I mean, the website.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be used.
Be simpler than... And the good thing is it's dummy-proof. We can go in and we can't hit a button that knocks off something.
Right.
Which is not the case now.
Yeah.
If we were to get in our website now, you know, and you aren't sure what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
oh, you could cause a problem. So if I don't hear any objection, we'll let this person kind of do some of this work for us. It's under professional services, under $5,000, so it's within the limits.
Very professional lady too. She's in the business.
I signed it, but I hadn't sent it yet.
What was her name?
Her name is.
It's from E.
She's a daughter of the owner.
Casey.
Yeah. Yes.
Every idea.
Yeah. Wendy had a phone call today. She's in San Antonio, so I know where to go. So Casey's the daughter. She's really good.
She's sharp.
Yes.
That's it.
What do you mean? That's
it? On the website.
Oh, good. Okay. Have a comment? Come on.
We already said stuff.
Well, let's see how long we can drag.
Come on.
I got a couple of things under staff. On.
I like the comments on the website that you're coming up with.
Yeah.
And I really think that the thing on the yard sale that you were talking about, I think that's going to be real popular, and it should bring a lot of the women that really could care less right now. Mm-hmm. But if you get that on there, they say, oh, I can go to this one place, and I can find out wherever yard sale is, and I can pick the ones I want to go to right off that. I think
the thing about it, it's going to print a map and have all 10 of them on there.
That's right.
So
I think that's
route.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I think so, too.
See?
So we're going to get blamed for causing a traffic jam.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you laugh, but we'll end up having to have, if someone's going to have a garage sale that says it becomes almost a business garage sale, well, you'll say no, you get one or two a year, you know, if you think someone's playing the system. But we'll worry about all those things and when it happens. Thank you, Don, for those.
Will that include garage sales outside of the city limits? That's one of the things that you're going to have to.
We could. I mean, yeah, I mean,
you're going to have to decide on.
I don't see
any problem.
It can't hurt. It's free.
Be, do that.
You know, I don't think it would hurt.
Just good business.
Yeah. Good public relations.
Down
with the
to Sun River.
You know, maybe we could put the zip codes. Does Sun River and Alpine share zip codes?
No.
What is Sun River?
97707.
What we could do is pick a couple zip codes, because when you put in your address, and then if it's outside of that, it won't let you do it.
Yeah.
Because don't you think Sun River to here is probably.
Yeah.
What about South?
You could do Clavel.
Yeah.
We could throw in
and Gilcrest.
Yeah, we could put in that zip code.
Gilcrest.
That's a good question.
You'd have to do two of them. 9 7.
Gilcrest has a separate, and Crescent has a separate.
Yeah, good. Patty, remember that though, wouldn't you? Because we will come up with some zip codes.
Because North, Sun River has, no, it's. Post office gives them a Bend 97707 or Sun River 97707.
Okay, that's why.
We don't want a Bend 97707 because then it's going
to. Yeah.
Do you think, I forgot his name, we'll be able to design that to where you could pull up like a zip code area of yard sales? You know, if you didn't want.
Well, I think you're going to have the map and then it's going to list your list.
Yeah.
I think what we do is he'll program in, it'll just reject it. If you put it in and you put in a zip code that's not included, it'll just
reject it.
Who knows? But that's, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
That's going to be fun for people.
It's well above my pay grade. Well, I'll tell you this, that stuff is
come a long ways.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're definitely going to make friends in the springtime with that one. Okay, staff comments.
I like this. This is the income and expense report from the chamber. This is a long time coming.
Yes. And it is nice.
This is like stepping up the whole staircase.
And see, I have problems with it because it's not inclusive enough. We need to, for me, I'd like to know, you know, if line items, where they're actually spending their money, because for all the money we're giving them, we're paying for office stuff generally.
Well,
so
hadn't we already decided that back what, it a year that we were paying for those salaries.
Well, yeah, some.
But I thought that was great because we fought, or I watched other councils fight for those two pieces of paper, and that's the first time I've seen them come through.
We sent, actually.
That's a great feat.
We asked for that a couple weeks ago and got this. Now, I've asked for, this is a something for another day, kind of
I remember you mentioned that.
I asked for the financial. You'll notice this is the visitors center.
Yes.
We asked for the change. You know, it's kind of splitting hairs here. Because they're co-mingled and they really are. So one way for them, I'm assuming they have a chamber one, they have a visitors one, and then they should have a combined. And what I really like is the combined. Mm-hmm. You know. But not sure we get that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got something.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're a lot further along the line than we were.
And there's still room for improvement.
Yeah. Gotta be thankful for what you get.
Yes.
And you know, there's basically we have $16 left over, so they've they spend what they take in.
I'm impressed.
But they're not in the red.
Better than my budget. Yeah.
I know public comment is over, but I snuck a peek at that.
Oh, here.
Well, I looked at Kathy's when she was visiting, and that's good that they're doing this. It's not complete. It's just not complete. But what I noticed there, they're not spending any money on tourism. It's all gone to office and rent, facilities, wages. The whole idea of transferring that money to the chamber is that they do something to promote tourism here in Lapine. According to these numbers, they ain't doing it. Pardon my language, but and I personally, as a resident, nothing to do with the council, as a resident, I think it's wrong. I think they should be spending the money the way they're supposed to be spending it, not $25,000 on a labor. And I've said it before, and I'll probably have to say it again, but that's just my personal opinion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, staff comments.
I was going to see if the council had comments, and I had one or two things here just after, but I'd like to hear from them first.
Okay, Kathy, make
sure. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, wow. Something.
Okay.
Well, I did go to a Trip 97 meeting, and this is a little flyer, but this is all kind of rough draft stuff, but put that one on your radar when it comes around at some point. Have any of you really heard the word Trip 97? I mean, it's come up here. Well, I mean, it started when I was here before, and I hadn't been to a meeting in 18 months. And so I went and actually spent an hour with the Redmond City Manager on Tuesday in the morning. And then him and I went to this meeting, and he's new. So, but Trip 97, in a nutshell, it started, Kittleson got a $400,000 grant from ODOT in about 2 years ago now. And that was to increase, basically decrease travel time between Madras and Lapine. The idea is that a truck, now they don't care about a bunch of stuff. Just say if you put a stopwatch here and you stopped it in Madras, north of Madras, did it take them 72 minutes, 77 minutes, 82 minutes? That's what they care about. Because every minute is time and money. Fuel, wages, slowing down delivery. I think that you all understand that. Mm-hmm. So the quicker the better. So the idea was, what we've been doing out, you know, you widen a road or you do the things we've always been doing. And so the Transportation Commission allocated this and said, let's look at things differently. Study, how can we improve travel time between the two bookends? Get them through Central Oregon. And can you do it with, you know, variable speed signs? I mean, they're talking about speed signs that change on you, all kinds of stuff. So this is not on the list. Say the parkway, you know, we just kind of slow right now, it's 45. But at 3 a.m., could it be 55? There's no one there. You know, And so in a lot of states have variable speed signs. There, it flashes 45 when it needs to be 45. It goes up to 50 when that's fine. It goes to 55 when that's fine. So this isn't new stuff. It is kind of new, but it's, you know, it's just kind of analyzing it. Speeds are set for safety, but if there's no one on the road, you know, and so then trucks maybe would come at night because they can go 10 miles an hour faster down the parkway.
I'd like that idea for Highway 96 in the wintertime too.
No.
How many of you ever been passed by a diesel going 80 when the snow's that deep? And you,
they're actually talking about doing Mount Hood, putting variable signs on Mount Hood that are going to be temperature controlled, and when it starts to get freezing, they're going to lower you 5 miles an hour. So this is that. This is kind of just new little weird things. But they did this big study, so they then, this was to lay out, and in a month or two, they will be here in front of you, someone will, or I'm supposed to, and I asked the question, who's supposed to go kind of throw this out? So, but more interesting to me was they came up with that they need to raise $5 to $6 million a year of local money, and that is going to then match with ODOT. And then that's going to help fund, this would be like a 10-year deal, and this would fund some of this. And that all got, from when I left the meetings 18 months ago, it was, we're going to improve travel times, and they had rough, then in that 18 months, and $300,000 worth of studies later, they've now got, you know, you narrowed the ideas. And so they have come up with six potential. Actually, and these are all six on the list to come up with their total. Now, that doesn't mean these six will stay, and this isn't early. Their first proposal is to basically make the cities of Lapine, Bend, Redmond, and Manvers, the four cities on Highway 97. This will require legislation. They will become almost a big urban renewal district, just those cities. All new growth, say in Lapine, movie theater. Movie theater gets built in town, and it's assessed at $2 million. And it's going to pay $20,000 in property taxes. And that goes to fire, school, and everybody. We get our share. 30% of the new tax money would be taken off and go to this pot. So it wouldn't go to the fire for their part, the city wouldn't get their part, and the library district and everyone. And that would happen in those four cities only. Now, Metolius, Culver, Prineville, and Sisters, because they're not on Highway 97, the initial discussion is they're not involved. And they're not at these meetings. Now, the counties were there. Our county administrator and Jefferson County administrator were at this meeting. And all four city managers of the four cities. Item two is within this boundary, these cities, there would be, and I have just today emailed Eric King at City of Bend, and I got to have an explanation of this one. A 6.5% personal income tax surcharge inside those cities, and of new, what I can't figure out is, I can get the movie theater. You build a new movie theater and it pays taxes and you're going to get 30%. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I can get how you can do it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if we say this is what everyone makes in Lapine and then we freeze it. Then Don gets a $5,000 pay raise to 6.5% of that pay raise somehow get funneled off. But I mean, you can see it right here. Personal income tax, sequestration, UGB expansion, 6.5%, it'll raise $1.6 million. I was about the only person asking questions at this meeting, I hope you'd be very proud.
Yes.
Everyone else is just, would you find it? CYC is trying to do that. Yeah. Everyone just sits there. But now, those guys have all been involved, so I'm not criticizing them. They've all been there for the 18 months. And what happens is when you participate, you get yourself, but then when you come in, so I just said, I just need details of this stuff. You're asking me to go represent this to the council. I got to understand it myself. Not do I support it or not? That's the next question. Yeah. I got to understand it. So I did send Eric an email. They said, someone's got to explain to me how we're going to do an income tax surcharge. There'd be some sort of a tax on some assessed values. It's creating an LID. I won't even go into that. A 5% rental car tax on all rental cars in Central Oregon. That was already about 18% or something. Mm-hmm. $10.50 for every 2-year registration, vehicle registration increase within these areas. You won't pay because you don't live inside the city of La Pine. Mm-hmm. And then some sort of a fee on SDCs that are collected.
Oh, wow.
But there they are. But this isn't for anyone to see yet. But I mean, we had everybody there, and I just said, ooh.
Who does this benefit?
Well,
truck drivers.
Well, but you go quicker to Bend. You get passing lanes between, instead of the passing lanes that stop where they do now, maybe they come clear to La Pine. So, I mean, it's obviously, if they have money to spend, they'll build good things.
And overpasses instead of lights.
Yeah, but it would. I mean, that's it. It's just, you know, I don't think anyone argues that investment in the highways is, I believe that's good. And that what they really want to focus this on, and I don't disagree with it, is its economic development. It, obviously, people want to build, that's why companies go up on the Gore or 84, because they can go quick, they can get in and out. And they don't want to get bottlenecked in Redmond and Bend and all the traffic. And the more we bottleneck this, Cooley Road out there north of Bend. So this helps fund some of that. I don't know that what I've seen so far in the list of what I call creative is just funding projects that we all know needed to be built, but we'll see where that heads. Not sure in La Pine, maybe it's helped fund the overpass at Whitney. Could you get rid of the train stop? So 2 or 3 times, 4 times a day, and that stops trucks, that goes away. But ultimately, I don't know if we're going to have to raise our arms on this at some point or what, but that will be coming around in the next probably 60 days.
Yeah. Will this be, let's say we disapprove. We don't which I can tell you right now, I disapprove. Is La Pine then exempt from this mad plan?
That's,
you know?
That's a good question.
That sounds a little too progressive for me.
It's interesting. I just want to understand all these. I think that the reaction will be a lot like yours when you float this. Okay. That's just human nature is going to be that way. And I think you have to really show someone what they're getting. And so they're going to work on all of this. But what I would say, you know, we're certainly not the biggest entity in this. Maybe let it, when this goes, we maybe not always have to be first. Just let some other ones float it and see how well that goes over. Because I have a feeling that it'll get the same reception most places.
I can't imagine that being real popular in any town.
No. And look at I-5. All the money they put into the bridges that have been under construction for 15 years. You know, down in the Rogue and up into the Eugene area, and it still hasn't increased the flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. You know. But I'm not an expert on
that. Yeah, so anyway, it's still early, but that's just to warm your evening.
If you'll send me the $5,000, I'll sit back 6 and a half.
Yeah.
One thing that interests me all the time, these discussions about projects and
I guess that's how
be good projects is that people are always talking about funding. Where are we going to get the funding? But nobody ever talks about cutting something and streamlining some other program and getting rid of some of the fat. And I'd like to hear more discussion on that.
Yeah, I mean, Gary Farnsworth, ODOT, they've done a good job. I mean, they've done this, and the Transportation Commission funded this from Salem. Headquarters funded all this. And so it's, at this point, like I say, I'm not opposed, or so I don't know enough to take any position, and we're going to meet again in a month, and they're going to have some more answers, but I do want to get a few more answers prior to that, because I got to be able to explain it And right now I can't. So I don't understand how you'd ever collect it.
Yeah.
Who's going to know? Now you say, well, the State Department of Revenue. So when you file a tax return, they're somehow going to know this was your income last year and this, so it went up, and then they are going to siphon it off and send a check over here. Mm-hmm. Who's running this thing? Mm-hmm. I mean, where do you send the check to? City of Bend? Deschutes County? I mean, Jefferson County sends it up to Bend? I mean, who? The devil's in the detail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why the state will have to put a few more people to work to figure all that out and to collect it and to sit there and stamp everything.
Yeah.
And use up all the money.
Yeah, so I just need someone to explain to me how they planned it. If they came up with these, somebody, it doesn't describe it, but someone's come up with kind of how they think it would work.
Rick, there's another thing too. You know, there's an awful lot of people living in this town that are retired people. They came here for a reasonable retirement area, and most of those people are going to have a flat income. They're not going to be raising up and down, and a lot of them maybe don't even pay income tax because they don't have enough income. So that's one of the things that would have to be considered too.
Well, we won't be paying much.
Well, and I can't imagine with Prineville and the other tax bases being so much higher than ours, what they would think about adding that.
Well, Prineville's out of it. See, Kirk County doesn't participate.
Yeah.
But you could make the argument that 97, it's like everything else, 97 is the arterial, and there's things it's going on.
I said that. I mean, I said, well, okay, so I'm in Prineville, Les Schwab just runs his trucks. He has to run his truck through Lapine, Bend, Redmond, and Mathers, one of them, to get a truck in there, basically. Except the stuff coming in through Burns, but even that gets into Kirk County. But so Metolius and Culver are literally only a mile off Highway 97. So I don't know. And then the other funny thing is it's inside UGB. So if you're unincorporated, so if you live just down here a mile, you don't contribute. It's only city residents. Terrebonne doesn't pay because they're not incorporated. See, that's I'm not saying that the things we want to do and increasing the speeds and all of that, I think we all can agree these are good. How do you get there?
Yeah.
That's what I'm struggling mentally is, how do you get there? And I know that they don't like, you know, I mean, so I'm not being negative in that sense. I just need to know someone explain that. Probably the easiest thing is to have a state gas tax, because everyone's got transportation issues. Yeah, no one likes this, but it's probably easier. You go add a nickel to the gas tax, and everyone pays it everywhere, and then it comes back to the region. I'm not saying I like that. It's just easier. I'm afraid you'll spend half the money to collect the tax.
To me, it feels a little bit like Russian roulette.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where I was yesterday.
You have to add...
morning. For 3 hours.
You need to add bicycles to that, too.
Oh, they're there.
You know, they're using the highway.
Well, you saw the study that the Cascade... Now, this is...
No, I shouldn't have read.
But that Cascade Transit, did you see the study in the bulletin on the survey they did?
Yeah.
They did the more... It was like 30-some percent approval to do a... That was just a property tax. I don't think it mentioned... Well, it didn't mention some of these other ones. But,
When it came to paying, there wasn't much approval at all on any of their proposals.
So everyone wants a piece. And what are the fire districts going to say?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's back to, like, urban renewal.
Well, and then remember, we're talking about forming an urban renewal district. Their 30% is already taken off of this pass. Because the idea of an urban renewal district, we're going to get that to spend on things to downtown. But if they do, then you're losing 30%.
That's why we have to...
Right away.
Yes.
But the other towns have urban renewal districts that are already in place.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Do I have a motion
to adjourn?
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We're adjourned. All right. Thank you, people.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We'll see everyone next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yes.
Your big day.
And is there anything we...
Does Conrad come next week?
Well, we need to invite Conrad.
Okay.
I'm gonna...